Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Celine.
And Celine, you look a little bit different today.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know. Mm-hmm. I like your new glasses.
Thank you so much. I just got it yesterday.
Oh, you did. Well, yeah. I also need glasses as well, but I don't like wearing it because sometimes I think glasses look kind of funny on me.
Yeah, 我同意。有些眼镜在我脸上也是很好笑的。I think it has to do with our face shades.
Mm. Yeah. For me, I feel like it's really hard to find a pair of glasses that suit me, or even I think a lot of people agree as well.
So that's why it's important to try them on. 对，这就是为什么试戴是很重要的啦。
But also, you know, it's also very important to take care of your eyes. Do you go to the eye doctor often?
No, not really. I only go when I feel there's something wrong with my eyes.
Ooh, okay. Well, like the dentist, the eye doctor is someone we forget to visit, but we should go often. What do you do when you get a checkup? Well, we can look at Edmund's day and see what he does when he goes to the eye doctor. So let's take a look at our article.
A new pair of glasses.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can use in a glasses shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Glasses shop.Contact lenses, eye chart, optometrist, prescription, auto refractor, sunglasses, rimless glasses, frame, lens, blue light blocking glasses, optician.In the glasses shop.
I'm here to get some new glasses.
Hi, I'm the optometrist. What do you need?
I'm not sure. Could you give me an eye exam?
Sure. Come here and look into the auto refractor, please.
What should I do?
Focus on the balloon, please. All done.
That was easy. Now what?
Look at this eye chart.
Will this help you choose new lenses?
Yes. Which way is the big E pointing?
Up.
Good. Keep going, please.
Up, down, down, left, right. I don't know.
Great. Now I know the right lenses for you.
Here. The bus is here. It's time to get on and go to school. The bus is here. It's time to get on and go to school. New. My mother is very happy about our new car. Our old one was really slow.My mother's very happy about our new car. Our old one was really slow. Need. I need a pencil to write my name. Do you have one? I need a pencil to write my name. Do you have one? Easy.There is too much homework today. It won't be easy to finish it all before dinner. There's too much homework today. It won't be easy to finish it all before dinner.
All right, so we're going to look at a conversation today. And here we see the scenario. We're in the glasses shop. Okay, so in Taiwan, it's usually the place where you can buy glasses, buy your contact lenses, and also get an eye check. Okay, so here we meet Edmund. Edmund says, I'm here to get some new glasses.
今天呢，我们就来到眼镜店啦。那 Edmund 看来就是我们今天的主角。他说 ，I'm here to get some new glasses. I'm here to do something， 就是说我是来这边做什么事情的。那 Edmund 就说，我来这边买一副新的眼镜。
So he's at the store. That's why he uses the word here. Here is spelled H-E-R-E. Here.Here is an adverb, and it means in a place or at a location or a certain location. So, for example, here, that means this is the position that I'm in. But if you use there, it means that it is somewhere probably further away, so it's not close to you personally. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the bus is here. It's time to get on and go to school. The bus is here. It's time to get on and go to school.
那我们这边看到第一个单字是 here， 意思呢是在这里、到这里的意思。那它是一个地方副词，我们可以接在动词后面，或者是说 be 动词后面。那例句呢就是放在 be 动词后面，意思就是说公车到了 ，the bus is here， 该上车去上学了。
And a while ago, we learned that Edmund is here at the glasses store. And what is he doing at the glasses store? Remember, he wants to get a new pair of glasses. Let's take a look at our other word, new. It's spelled N-E-W, new. New is an adjective and it means not old. So this thing is probably very recent. It was recently built or it was recently created.For example, a new bike might look very shiny and the paint looks fresh. The opposite, an old bike might look really dull, meaning not shiny. So maybe the paint is chipped or you can't really see the paint that clearly anymore. The tires might be broken, so we know that bike is old. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, my mother is very happy about our new car. Our old one was really slow.My mother is very happy about our new car. Our old one was really slow.
那接下来我们就看到我们的第二个单字了。New 是形容词，意思是新的。那相反的字就是刚刚 Tiffany 说的 old， 老旧的意思。那例句的意思就是说，我妈妈非常满意我们的新车，我们的旧车跑得很慢。
All right, next, we see Cecilia. And then Cecilia says, Hi, I'm the optometrist. What do you need? Okay, so we need another character.
Cecilia, 这个 Hi, I'm the optometrist. Am I saying it right?
That's correct.
Okay, 好，这个很难的字呢，叫做验光师哦。Cecilia 是验光师哦，她问 Edmund 说，那你需要什么呢？
She asks him, what do you need? Okay, here we see another word, need. It's spelled N-E-E-D, need. A need here is a verb. It's used as a verb, and it means that you must have something or it requires something. So, for example, what do you need in order to survive? Well, you need water and food in order to survive.If you do not have these things, you will probably die. Let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, I need a pencil to write my name. Do you have one? I need a pencil to write my name. Do you have one?
那 need 呢，就是今天的第三个单字。那它是一个动词哦，意思是需要。后面通常是接名词，所以刚刚例句的意思就是说，我需要一支铅笔写下我的名字。你有铅笔吗？那如果你看到 need 后面加了 to， 那意思就会有一点不一样，它会转变哦，它会变成像是 have to， 意思呢就是必须怎样，那后面必须要接动词哦。那想要了解的同学可以先记起来哦。
Okay, next Edmund says, I'm not sure. Could you give me an eye exam? Okay, so again, basically the optometrist is just an eye doctor, and then the doctor, eye doctor can give you an eye exam.
Okay, Edmund 就说我不确定耶。Could you give me an eye exam? Eye exam 是什么呢？ Exam 就是测试或是测验的意思嘛。那 eye exam 其实呢就是视力检查的意思，所以 Edmund 是不是希望 Cecilia 可以先给他一个视力检查啦、
Okay, Cecilia says, sure, come here and look into the auto refractor, please. Okay, now this is just a special machine that eye doctors use, and basically this machine checks your eye, and it checks your vision.
Okay, Cecilia 就说 sure, 没问题，请过来这里看进这个验光仪。那 look into something 就是往什么里面看的意思。那刚刚这个 auto refractor, yep, 通常呢会有一个影像呢在远方，就一下模糊一下清楚，然后我个人完全不知道这是怎么运作的。但是呢，我去查了一下啊、这个机器呢叫做全自动电脑验光仪。好，它是利用红外线光束照射眼睛，再用反射的光线来计算出眼睛的屈光度。Okay, I have no idea what I just said, but it seems that Edmund's confused too.
Right. So if you don't go to the eye doctor very often, they make you sit in this machine and you're looking at something you don't know what's happening. So yes, it's very confusing. Yeah. But basically, I think they're just trying to check to see how big or small your pupils get. And it's just a way to check your vision. I think that's all we have to know.
Yep.
All right, so Edmund then says, what should I do?
Edmund 跟验光师就说，诶，我该怎么做呢？坐在那边怎么办？
Yeah.
Okay.
Cecilia says, focus on the balloon, please.And then after she does it, she says, all done. I remember, I think maybe this could be different in different countries, but I have gotten my eyes checked in Taiwan. And I remember it's not a balloon you look at. It was a farm.
A farm?
Yeah, it was a farm or some kind of...
Farmhouse.
A farmhouse or something. Yeah. So I think for different countries, they show different things. But regardless of what the picture is, the main idea is just to check to make sure your vision, what you see is okay. Now, Cecilia says, focus on the balloon. When you focus on something, it means you direct your attention to it and you don't look away or you keep looking at that thing.
Cecilia 就跟 Edmund 说，请盯着那颗气球看。那 focus on something 就是专注在什么东西上面的意思。那接下来就是，我想就是视线会这个一下模糊一下清楚的这个过程啊。他接下来就说了 ，all done，all done 就是好了，搞定了的意思。
Next, Edmund says that was easy. Now what?
Edmund 好像真的没有验过光哦。他说，诶，蛮容易的嘛。那接下来呢 ？Now what?
Don't forget, there's still a lot more things the eye doctor has to test. So that's definitely not the end of it. But that was easy, right? You don't have to do too much work.
Yes.
All you do is sit there and focus on the balloon or the farmhouse or whatever picture's in front of you. So he said that was easy. Easy is spelled E-A-S-Y. Easy.Easy is an adjective. Now, what does easy mean? It means it is not difficult and you don't have to do a lot of work or effort. So a while ago, we saw Edmund. All he did was just sit there, look at a balloon or look at the farm. He didn't have to do much to get his eye checked. So that's why he said it was easy. That's easy, right? Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It's also very easy. It says, there is too much homework today.It won't be easy to finish it all before dinner. There is too much homework today. It won't be easy to finish it all before dinner.
Easy 是今天最后一个单字，它是形容词，那意思呢，可以解释成简单的、容易的、轻松的这样的意思。那例句的意思是说，今天的作业太多了，要在晚餐前全部做完不容易。It won't be easy to finish it all. 就是全部做完不容易的意思。
All right, so of course that's not the end of the eye exam. There are many other things the doctor has to check.
Yep.
So Cecilia says, look at this eye chart.
接下来 Cecilia 就说，那看这一张这个视力检查表啦。
Usually there's a lot of E's on it. And later we'll learn a little bit more about what you need to do.
Yep.
But before that, Edmund says, will this help you choose new lenses? And he's talking about his glasses. The lenses on his glasses.
Okay. 那个 Edmund 就问了一个问题了，他说这个可以帮你选出新镜片吗？这个 lens 就是镜片，眼镜就是 glasses 嘛，对不对？那 lens 就是特别在讲镜片，你可以看到这边是用复数 lenses， 因为跟眼镜 glasses 一样哦，通常都是一次要配个两片的嘛，所以就会用复数 lenses。
That's right, and it's the same thing. If you don't wear glasses, you can also wear something called contact lenses, and that's why we also have to use lenses in the plural form because you have two eyes, so you have to make it plural. All right, let's continue reading. Cecilia says, yes, which way is the big E pointing? Okay, so remember the eye chart is a chart we see at the doctor's office or maybe the eye doctor's office, and there's a lot of E's on this chart. Now, we need to see which way the big E is pointing. So it's usually the part where, you know, the E has the opening. So you have to look at that direction. And then Edmund's looking at this chart and he says up.Now, we see the word way, okay? We learn that way is also telling us which direction things are. So, is it in front of you, behind you, beside you? Way can also mean a particular method or system of doing something. So, for example, if you learn English our way, maybe it could be easier for you. So, that means if you learn English through a particular method that we taught you, maybe it could be easier for you to learn English.
Okay, Cecilia 说是的，他就问 Edmund 说这个大的 E 是指向哪里呢？ Which way 就是在说是指哪一个方向，那 Edmund 就说往上 up。 那大家看过视力检查表吧，那有一种视力检查表就是用很多 E 组成的，就是我觉得这是一个最困难的考试。
Because I can't see.
I can't. I really can't.
Yeah, I can't see it at all. So that's why I need glasses.
Yep.
And then sometimes I get confused. I don't know which way you need to look. But I remember it's the opening of the E.
Yeah,
right?
But it's always blurred.
Right. Because we're blind.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
It's so sad.
Just kidding. Anyway, so Cecilia says, good. Keep going, please. So you have to...look at it one line at a time. So this line, if you pass it, you could see it. Like if you look at the next line, you could see it. That's good. Your vision's good.
But if you get to pointing, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe she might point to, okay, this one or that one to just check. But if it starts getting blurry and you can't really see well, then it means, you might need to get some glasses.
Yes.Cecilia 就跟他说好的请继续 keep going 就是继续下去继续把剩下的这个我正在指的E念完、
And then Edmund of course is listening to the doctor and he says up, down, down, left, right, and then he goes I don't know. So that means here, maybe he can't really see well.
Yeah, I can totally relate. Okay, Edmund 就开始指方向，他说上方、下方、下方、左边、右边，然后他就卡住了，他说我不知道了。
I know, it's impossible to read the ones at the very bottom, unless you have perfect vision. Next, Cecilia says, great, now I know the right lenses for you. So by doing this test, the eye doctor will know, okay, how much of your...Like, how much is your vision? It's not 20-20, it's probably something else. So that's how they determine what kind of glasses you need to get.
20-20 means you have perfect vision.
That's right.
Okay, 20-20就是在讲说你的这个视力非常好了。那 Cecilia 就说，很好，现在我知道适合你的镜片是什么了。意思是说他已经知道他的度数了。The right something for somebody 就是在讲说适合某人的某物。那这边当然就是在讲说适合你的镜片度数咯。
All right, so...Finally, you know, he needs to get some new glasses. He knows exactly, well, the eye doctor now knows what's the right lens or what's the right prescription, we can say, for him.
Yeah.
So the fun part is now he can go choose his glasses.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a look at our magic box and we'll be right back with our review time.
今天要来聊聊 WAY 为这个字的多种字义哦。为我们都知道呢，它最简单的意思就是道路路线的解释。像是我们在不熟悉的城市问路的时候呢，就会这样说啦 ：Do you know the way to the train station? Do you know the way to the train station? 你知道去火车站的路怎么走吗？或者是 Can you find the way out of the forest? Can you find the way out of the forest?你找到走出森林的路吗？再来呢，way呢也可以指方向， 像是你搬运着装有玻璃或是电器用品之类的箱子，都会有个箭头指向应该要朝上放的方向。这时候呢，就可以这么问啦 ：Which way up should this box be？ Which way up should this box be？ 哪一边应该要放朝上放呢？或者是 Which way does the house face？Which way does the house face? 这间房子是面向哪一个方位呢？ Way 还有方法措施的意思，像是 There are many ways to solve the problem. There are many ways to solve the problem. 有很多方法可以解决这个问题啊。除了上述三种呢，当说名词解释， Way 还有一个很特别的用法哦。先来听听看一下这个例句。 I spent way too much money on food this monthI spent way too much money on food this month. 我这个月花了太多的钱在食物上了。这里的 way 呢，当作是副词来使用，用来修饰这句话里面的 much， 表示程度上的过度或是大幅度这样的意思。再造一个例句哦 ，You have to run faster. You are way behind other players. You have to run faster. You are way behind other players.你必须再跑快一点，因为你已经大幅落后了。说了这么多，是不是对 way 的用法都已经很清楚了呢？试着翻译看看一下这句话。我发现一个新的方法来修理我的电脑。休息一下，答案马上公布咯。拜拜。The answer is, I found a new way to fix my computer. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we're going to play a game where I'm going to give you guys a definition and you guys have to try to guess the word. And you probably have to try to beat Celine.
Yeah, you have to beat me.
All right, so this word means not difficult.
Not difficult? Not difficult.
So
the opposite is easy.
That's right, okay. This word means...not old.
Not old means new.
Good. Okay. This word means at this place right now, it is blah, 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 and not there. So this thing is closer to you. I gave you guys a big clue.
It's not
closer
there.
To you. It's around your area. So it is.
It's not there, then it must be here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one is, it's something that...you must have. For example, I must have water in order to survive. I must have to eat food.
It's need, right?
That's right. I almost said the word.
Yes.
So that was really easy. The words are really easy this time. All right. So did you guys get all the answers correct? We hope you guys did. But that's all the time that we have for today. And hopefully we'll see you guys for day two of our article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Celine.
See you. Bye.
A new pair of glasses.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can use in a glasses shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences.As loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Glasses shop. Contact lenses. Eye chart. Optometrist. Prescription. Auto refractor. Sunglasses. Rimless glasses. Frame. Lens.Blue light blocking glasses. Optician. In the glasses shop.
I'm here to get some new glasses.
Hi, I'm the optometrist. What do you need?
I'm not sure. Could you give me an eye exam?
Sure. Come here and look into the auto refractor, please.
What should I do?
Focus on the balloon, please. All done.
That was easy. Now what?
Look at this eye chart.
Will this help you choose new lenses?
Yes. Which way is the big E pointing?
Up.
Good. Keep going, please.
up, down, down, left, right. I don't know.
Great. Now I know the right lenses for you. Here. Here. The bus is here. It's time to get on and go to school. The bus is here. It's time to get on and go to school. New. New. My mother is very happy about our new car. Our old one was really slow. My mother's very happy about our new car. Our old one was really slow. Need. Need. I need a pencil to write my name. Do you have one? I need a pencil to write my name. Do you have one? Easy. Easy. There is too much homework today. It won't be easy to finish it all before dinner. There's too much homework today. It won't be easy to finish it all before dinner.